Chapter 2. M.K. Gandhi, Lawyer. One day, Sheikh Mahtab and I went down to a quiet place by the river. He brought cooked goat's meat with him. It was the first time I saw meat because all my family were vegetarians. "I must eat this so I can save my country," I thought to myself as I bit into the meat. It was hard as leather, but I ate it all, and I immediately became ill. That night, I had a nightmare. I dreamed a live goat was crying inside my stomach. But I decided I must continue to eat meat. So, every few weeks, I met Sheikh Mahtab in secret places. He brought meat dishes, and I began to enjoy them more and more. Of course, my parents didn't know about this. I didn't go to temple anymore, and they didn't know about this either. Things became even worse. When I was 15, I stole some gold from my older brother, but I felt terrible about it later. I finally decided to write a letter to my father and tell him everything. My father was ill in bed. I took him the letter and waited for his answer. He read it and began to cry. He said nothing, but tore up the letter and turned over in bed. I sat near him and cried too. After this, I decided to change and become a better person. After a short time, my father died, and I was very sad. The family decided I must go to England to study law, and my brother, Lakshmi Das, agreed to pay for my studies. My mother was afraid bad things might happen to me so far from home. I promised her three things before she agreed to let me go: not to drink wine, touch women, or eat meat. I bought a boat ticket, a tie, a short jacket, and enough food, mostly sweets and fruit, for the three-week journey to England. I was not yet 18 when I left. Ba stayed home with our two-year-old son, Harilal. It was very hard to say goodbye to them. In England, my new university friends all ate meat. There were no other vegetarian students there. "If you don't eat meat, you'll destroy your health," they explained. "It'll also be difficult to become part of English society." I said nothing, but I kept my promise to my mother. I tried to adapt to my new life and become a real English gentleman. I bought new suits from the best shops in London. I wore a top hat, a white collar, and a silk shirt. I carried leather gloves and an elegant stick. I even asked my brother to send me a gold watch chain from India. I tried to adapt to English culture. I took dancing lessons, but I couldn't keep the rhythm. Then I decided to learn to play the violin, but I wasn't good at that either. Finally, I took lessons in public speaking, but those were also unsuccessful. It was a very depressing time for me. After 3 months, I decided I couldn't live like this anymore. "I'm an Indian, and I'll always be an Indian," I announced. I decided to spend less money. I noted very carefully all my expenses on food, clothes, stamps, bus fares, newspapers, and books. I lived with a family for some time, and then I took a room about half an hour's walk from the university. I walked 13 to 16 kilometers a day. This way, I saved money on buses and also got some exercise. I cooked my own breakfast of cereal and hot chocolate. For lunch, I went to my favorite vegetarian restaurant. Dinner was bread and hot chocolate. I became a member of a vegetarian club and began to change my diet even more. I didn't eat sweets eggs or any food made from eggs anymore. I began to write articles for a magazine called Vegetarian. This helped me to improve my English and also gave me more confidence. I met some religious men and began to read the Bible and Hindu religious books. Slowly, I began to develop my ideas about non-violence. I later taught these ideas to all of India. It was the beginning of my lifelong efforts to live a more disciplined life. I started my studies in England in November 1888 and became a lawyer in June 1891. I had no trouble passing my final exams. The day after I graduated, I returned to India. I wasn't happy in England, and I didn't want to spend one extra day there.